Welcome to the Morning by Morning podcast. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Bailey, and we're sisters.
In-law, but that doesn't matter.
We're glad you've joined us to discuss faith, relationships, and life advice.
So grab a cup of coffee and start the day with us.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of the podcast. Today is actually a big announcement day. We'll say in just a minute kind of something that's changing and then what to look for in season four. But first we'll talk about what we're grateful for. Mine is that I'm already laughing at myself because I am that stereotypical person who joined a gym in January.
You did?
Okay, so this is why I'm laughing at myself. I haven't gone yet. I just signed up yesterday. But I'm excited. Like, I'm genuinely excited. And I do think I'll go because it's literally 5 minutes down the road. So I just got to this place that I was like, I'm feeling a little antsy. We don't have a lot of room to exercise inside. Like, I've used some YouTube videos recently, but I love going on walks outside. Sometimes I'll jog. And I was like, I just need somewhere to be able to work out in the wintertime. So who knows if I'll keep it forever, but I'm actually excited. And my goal just starting out to be conservative is twice a week, and we'll see how it goes. So I'm excited. We'll see. It's early.
Are you going to go in the morning or after school?
I will go afternoon or evening or weekends because, yeah, no way. Because I already get up at 5:45 and that's just not going to happen. So, because then I'd have to shower and get ready. I don't know how people do it. I would literally, if I did that, I'd have to get up at like 4 a.m. So,
yeah.
No, but I'm excited and I think it'll be a nice just way to kind of get out of my head a little bit too. So,
yeah. Well, that'd be good. Honestly, I don't blame you because we don't have any space in our, home to exercise. And it's just like, it's impossible. And I enjoy going for walks too, but I have asthma and my lungs just don't do good in the cold at all. And so it's like, I feel like I can't. Yeah, there's no place to do anything, stretches or, so that'll be good.
I'm excited
about that for you.
Yep, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how long it goes. So for me, one of my Christmas gifts from my parents was like different books and stuff on how to make bread. And actually, I'm really excited about it. My mom gave me, my mom and dad, but there's this book and it's right here. What is it called? Bread of Life. And it's really neat. It's like a devotional along with like different recipes.
That's cool.
And how to bake bread. And it's all about like the bread of life. And yeah, it's really cool. I haven't started reading it yet, but anyway, so they got me different stuff for bread making and I'm excited about that. I'm going to have to then sign up for a gym so I can burn off all my carbs.
That's all right. It's winter. You're supposed to eat more bread in the winter. At least I want to eat more bread in the winter. Okay. So let's just chat about our podcast journey. We are coming up on a transition. Yeah. And Olivia,
right. We're just gonna rip
will,
the band-aid.
Yeah. Okay. You want to rip it?
Sure. We'll rip the band-aid off.
Okay. You go for it. Rip the band-aid off.
And then we'll go into what we learned.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I am going to be leaving the Morning by Morning podcast. If I had sound effects right now, I'd add a aww.
Aww. I knew
so
it.
So there. I ripped the band-aid off. I said it. I did it. Knows.
Here, we always do disclaimers. So let me just say, if you're here for Olivia, if you're listening for Olivia, you're going to have to go.
You're going to have to go. No.
Just kidding.
No. Guys, I know you all love listening to my voice all the time, but please stay. Stay around.
Oh, that's so funny. No. Okay, sorry. Keep going.
Yeah, and hold on. I'm going to cough.
This is why Olivia's leaving.
I got really worked up. Yeah. No, so I am, going to be leaving the podcast. I've got multiple reasons, and they're not bad reasons. They're good reasons. I've had so much fun doing the podcast with Bailey. But Elijah and I were trying to buy a house, and I just found that randomly going to go look at houses did not leave me much time in the evening to edit and give it as much time as I really felt like it needed or deserved or Bailey deserved. And also, I'm wanting to start pursuing dance, like I think I talked about in our New Year's.
Yes.
Yeah, episode. And so for that, I need a little bit more extra time to start getting all of that, all my ducks in a row. I felt like I didn't have enough time to do everything, unfortunately. And so hopefully, like maybe at some point I can come back. But I just needed to take a break and a moment to, yeah, work on trying to move and also pursuing dance. Cause that's my main, you know, my main goal, is to start that. And I just haven't had much time. And hopefully after COVID is crazy, but you know, things are kind of somewhat going back to normal. So I feel like we're getting more involved in our church. And I feel like just this year, it's kind of starting to make more sense to pursue dance at our church. So
yeah,
that is the plan.
And if they've been listening for a minute, they know that, you know, you've been talking about that, how you've been wanting to do dance and kind of have had a little bit more connection and opportunity coming up. So I'm excited for you. I'm sure they're excited for you.
Thank you.
They'll miss your voice. But
yeah.
It's okay.
Thank you. But I'm really excited. Bailey, though, you're going to continue on with the podcast. So do you want to jump into that?
Sure. I'll just kind of give a little, I guess, kind of preview of what I'm expecting and what I'm planning for it. And, you know, you can think about if those are things that you still want to hear about. But basically, oh, first of all, I'll say that our Instagram is called Morning by Morning Podcast. And I will post some, you know, question boxes and stuff about things you want to hear about. Because obviously, if there's topics that we're not thinking of that you want to hear about, I want to take that into consideration. But I'm definitely going to try to do most of them as interview style episodes because I personally like listening to podcasts with multiple people talking. Like, I just think it's kind of fun. You can learn a lot. And so I really love the idea of having other people on the podcast with me. So a lot of guest episodes in the works. For example, first couple ones I have that are lined up with guests is, I'm going to have my sister on actually, and she's going to talk about singleness because we do a lot of stuff about marriage and relationships. And, she actually brought that up to me because I asked if she wanted to be on and she's like, actually, we should talk about that for people who are not in that place. And then I'm going to have one of my friends on to talk about motherhood because I'm not a mother. So we can learn a lot about that. So, I just am kind of picturing it as a place for probably mostly women to, you know, talk about things, learn about things together. Who knows? Maybe there'll be a man guest. We'll see.
Yeah.
But overall, I think it would be nice just as women, especially women of faith, to discuss topics that pertain to our everyday lives. And that's kind of my goal. There might be some solo episodes thrown in there, but I really love the kind of back and forth of a conversational podcast. And so I'm planning lots of interview type episodes.
Yes, I'm really excited about this for you. And this did not just happen overnight. Me and Bailey, we've been talking about this for a while. She's been working on it, thinking about what she wants to do. So yeah, she's put a lot of hard work and thought into it. And I'm excited for you for season four.
So before she leaves us, we just wanted to do a quick little recap of just kind of like, you know, what we've enjoyed about having a podcast, what we've learned, and just kind of the little journey we've gone on, which I think, I don't remember exactly when the first episode started, but I think we're coming up pretty soon on it being almost a year. So I feel like that's a pretty good run for just something we just kind of decided one day, like, let's do it. I think that's pretty good.
Oh, I think so too. I think it's been 8 or 9 months that we've been working on this.
Yeah.
And yeah, it for just being texting one day, being like, oh, I'd like to do a podcast. And I was like, oh, I'll do it with you, Bailey. And then poof, we did it. Like, I'm proud of us. And, you know, one thing that I learned, and I think we were talking about this, is that, you know, when I first did my YouTube channel, that took like a lot of courage to do, which sounds silly, but it does. It takes courage to do something new and different and maybe something that's a little out of the ordinary. And when I did that and I stopped doing that because I, again, just time in my life at that point, I did not feel like I like had given up or it was all for nothing. Like it was all like worth something. And I was really happy that I did it. And I feel the same way with this podcast. Like I am so happy that we did it. Like how many people can say that they've done a podcast? Like, you know, we were brave enough to do it and we did it together and I don't regret any of it. It turned out so good and I'm so proud of us and we learned a lot of new skills along the way. Yes. And learned a lot about each other and other people's, you know, experiences and stuff. I think it was a really cool and fun experience.
That's what I was going to say, is kind of a learning experience because, and that's true with YouTube and with the podcast too. Like if you ever decided one day you're like, okay, I have like some more time in my life or I have a desire to do that, you can do it. Like it isn't like you've given up on something. Like you've decided, okay, for this season of my life, here's what I do or don't want to spend my time on.
Right.
But I agree about the learning experience because like she said, we were literally just texting one day like, oh, I think this would be fun, but I'd never do it by myself. And we just decided to try it. So I think for that purpose, like it's been fun, like you said, just to, you know, have opportunities to talk and also with other people. Mm-hmm. But for me, it just kind of taught me like if you have the desire to try something or you have an idea that you can share with other people, just try it. Like what's the harm? What's going to go wrong? Even if it doesn't end up being something that is long term, just try it. And for me, this is what I told Olivia when she told me that she was thinking she'd have to step back. I was like, okay. And for a second, I did consider, okay, maybe we're just done. Mm-hmm. But then I told her, I was like, this has been a really fun creative outlet for me. Like I've just enjoyed it. So I think that if that continues to be the case, then we'll just keep it going because it's been fun. We tried something new.
Yeah.
We put it out there and I think, yeah, it's been fun and it's still fun. So I think that that's what that's taught me is like, even if it's something you've never done before or you're not sure how it's going to turn out. And it's not like this podcast is huge too. So like we, you know, we have like people who regularly listen, but it's not like a huge podcast and that's okay. I think it's fun that it's something we just decided this is fun. We enjoy it. I like having things to like plan and create. And so yeah, I think to me, it just taught me that, like, just try it. And if it's something fun that you like to spend your time on, then go for it.
Right. Well, and also, I mean, besides me knowing how to edit stuff, Bailey and I had no idea even where to begin on a podcast.
No.
And we figured it out together. And I mean, I rarely even listen to podcasts. So I didn't even really know how podcasts, like how they were laid out and stuff and what, you know, people talked about and stuff like that. And it's like, we just, you don't have to really know. If you have a passion, you can figure it out online.
Right.
Cause that's what we
and
did.
Speaking of new skills, that is what, okay. So Olivia has done all of our editing, all of it. And I would say, like, for me, it was easier just to come up with, like, the ideas, like, you know, what are we going to talk about and work on the Instagram stuff. But for me, and I even told Olivia, I was like, I tell people all the time that I have a technology curse because I just, like, I won't go into it, but just things just break and things just don't go the way they're supposed to for me. Literally, I'm going to take in my computer to Best Buy later this week for them to look at it because I was like, I think I have a virus. And they're like, oh, actually, that kind of computer does not get viruses. And I'm like, for me, it does. Anyways, like that is my, you know, that's my life. So I told Olivia, though, I was like, why do I have to just keep sitting here saying I'm bad at technology? I can learn new skills. I can learn how to edit audio. So
yes,
just so you know, season four, if you're listening and you're like, this does not sound the same, I'm working on it. But really, I thought, I'm like, why don't I challenge myself to become good at something instead of just being like, yeah, that doesn't work for me. I'm just not gonna, you know?
Right.
Like, to me, I see it as an opportunity to learn something new that could come in handy for other things in the future. So,
well, when I started, you know, my editing and stuff, I've been doing it for probably, honestly, probably like 10 years now. And I had no idea that it was actually going to benefit me a lot in life. Like just random different things that I've had the opportunity to do. I mean, I edited mine, my sister's and your wedding video. And, I did YouTube and now the podcast and I've done stuff for work. And there's just like been random things that you don't think that talent, you're like, why am I doing this? This doesn't make any sense, but there's a purpose and, there's a reason for sure. Even if it's just, for something fun, like the podcast. Yeah. But one thing that I wanted to say is that Bailey and I, we were close, but I feel like through this podcast, we've grown a lot closer together.
Yeah.
And that's been really, really fun to talk to you more on a regular basis and get to know each other a lot more. And I think it's really fun. Like to hear our different perspectives on stuff. I've loved all of our topics, and I hope everybody's enjoyed it too, the few people that listen.
Our five listeners. No, I'm just kidding. It's more than five, but it's not a lot. No, I agree with you because, I mean, even if we would talk at events and stuff, there are things that we wouldn't have talked to. Like, it wouldn't have just naturally come up in conversation. So I think it was fun to be like, let's specifically talk about this thing and share different perspectives. And that has been fun. So,
yeah.
I mean, agree.
Every week, every other week, we sit and talk for an hour, hour and a half. And that's been, really, really fun. And that's the thing, too. Do that with your friend or whatever. If you don't see them often, it's just a fun way to connect, but you're actually doing something creative and something that you enjoy doing.
Yes. And if you decide to start a podcast with your friend, tell me about it on Instagram because I want more podcasts to listen to.
And so she can have more guests.
Yes. So again, I'm hoping to have lots of guest episodes, but you can let me know on Instagram what you'd like to hear about. But anyways, real quick before we're done, I just wanted to say I appreciate all of the time that you've put into the podcast.
Aww.
Lots of editing. You've done a great job. I know that I'm sure people who are listening will also miss you being on it. But I've just enjoyed it and I've appreciated all the extra time. So,
well, thank you.
Thank you.
We've been a great team, guys. Like she said, I did the editing, but she came up with the ideas a lot of the times and helped put it on paper for us. So we did a really good job and I'm excited about it for you for season 4.
Look ahead to season 4, probably a quick break in between again like we did for holidays and stuff, but it is coming.
Yay! All right, well, thank you all for listening, and hopefully maybe I'll be a guest speaker back again sometime.
Yes, I hope so.
Thanks for listening. We hope you had a good morning. Make sure to find something to be grateful for today.